And did you remain there and your mother for the rest of their lives? Or
No,
did they
no,
leave?
no, no.
What happened?
First of all, my brother, after he finished, he got a job at a school in Ankara, which was partly paid for by the Americans, I think, a sort of college, but school, you know, for children. And he was teaching physics there. And then he applied for a grant to go to America through the, what was it called? A Jewish organization in Boston. Oh God, I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it's all in a big book. And they gave him a grant to come to America. So he went to America to this Jewish organization in Boston, and he lived with a rabbi and his family. And his job was to keep an eye on the rabbi's boys. I think he had two boys, and Eugen was supposed to look after them, as well as, of course, going to university and starting to study for his PhD, which he did in ha at Harvard.
What year would this have been? Was it
Well,
after the war? Or
that was after the
it
war,
was after the
yes.
war.
Just
Okay.
after the war, I
Right.
think. And
And the rest of you were still in
we were
Ankara?
in Ankara, and there's a lot in between, I'll have to be telling you. But in the meantime, well, I met Donald, and he was with the British Council. And
And he was from Scotland originally.
yes, he came from Glasgow. And but there's a big story in between,
Tell me.
because during the war, the Turks interned the Nazis in Turkey. But not only the Nazis, mostly went back to Germany anyway, but anybody who was not Jewish was interned in concentration camps, and the concentration camps weren't like other places. The people were just sent to Turkish villages, and it was two different villages. They were sent to the ones who were questionably Nazis were sent to one place, and the ones who were not Nazis were sent to another village. And my brother at that time was very much the go-between, because the Turks interned them in this village, but they didn't give them any money or anything. They just say, you just live in that village and that's it. So of course they didn't have any money to live. And the bee colony, the mostly Jewish people, gathered money to keep them. So my brother was the one who had to go every month with the money to this village so that, you know, they could subsist.
And was that, did the Jewish community look after the Nazi village as well, or just the,
No,
no, I
no,
wouldn't
no,
have thought
no,
so,
they didn't,
just
except maybe by
by
default,
accident,
yes.
right? So it
And
was
that did happen.
the non-political
That's
Germans they were
right, that's
looking
right.
after.
No, some of them very political, because they were
Right.
Germans who were looking to going back to Germany after the war if Germany was defeated.
Yeah, so non-fascist Germans.
Exactly,
Oh, I
exactly.
see. And
So,
why was your brother involved in
well,
that?
because he didn't have that much to do, just
Right.
except being a bit of a teacher in the school
Right.
sometimes, you know. And also, he had a very good friend there, or several good friends, and so had my mother. So my mother, she used to be the one who gathered the money together,
I see.
and then my brother went. Sometimes she had to sew the money into his coat seam or something, you know, because Turks were completely ignorant of what to do, really. So anyway, he took the money, and then one time, by this time, I knew Donald. And Donald said, oh, I'll come with you to this village, you know, and see what's going on there. So he came with me, and we went to see our friends, and we got engaged there in this village.
And that was after the war? Or
well, just the about the end of the war, I suppose, yes. Yes. When did the war end?
1945.
Well, it must have been after the war. No, because, I mean, we went out and it all happened very close together.
Right. Just before the end of the war.
Anyway, we got engaged there. There's some photographs. And then I had to get ready, really, to go with him back to Britain.
You must have had English as well then, did you learn
yes,
to speak
oh yes,
English?
I spoke very good English. I learned English all from this very good teacher. And also I had another pretty clueless boyfriend there that I learned some English from, but I didn't like him much. And yes, I learned from this lady taught us English and French, and she was amazing. I mean, she could teach you anything you wanted. If you said you want to learn Spanish tomorrow, she would try to teach you that. But English, certainly, I spoke perfectly by this time.
And so when you left Turkey with Donald, did your parents come with you?
No. My parents couldn't come with me. They stayed there another year, I think, after that. And then a former colleague of my father's from Germany, but a Jewish guy who was in the same, worked in the same factory as him, he had emigrated to America, and he helped my father to emigrate to the States. You know, you had to get a permit or something. And at that point, Kissinger's family were involved as well. They all knew each other. And my father got a wee job in New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, for him, it was a pretty miserable kind of job, making paints, but still it was work, and so they went to live in New Jersey in a tiny little flat, and I later on, a year or so later, I went to visit them with my, by this time I had two kids, and I went back to visit them, but that's all, you know, a bit later.
Right, so tell me about you and Donald, did you come straight to
Scotland?
Well,
we went, no. We went on honeymoon, we're supposed to. We got married on VE Day, which is a bit funny. And there wasn't anybody around to sign the register on that day. Of course, they were all busy getting the champagne ready and blah, blah. So, in actual fact, our wedding certificate was signed in the British Embassy on the stair, I remember, and one of the consuls was a very good old friend of ours. He signed our marriage certificate on the stair to the party. So then, of course, we took part in the victory party, and a friend lent me a ball gown, and we went to the stew after having had a party in my family's house. Smaller party, and I remember my brother, he was still there then, he made a drink, but we didn't have any receptacle big enough. He said, okay, I'll scrub out the baths and I'll just make it in the bath, and he did. It was fine. There were about, I think, 80 people in our flat, which wasn't very big really, but all the neighbors and friends came, you know.
And how old were you and Donald?
Well, Donald was much older than me. I was just 18, I suppose. 18 I must have been. Yeah, and Donald was 40, maybe 41 or something. He was born in 1906, whatever that made him, and I was born in 24, so... was a big difference in age between us. Anyway, we went to the embassy party, and then I had now the British passport, so I could get out of Turkey. And we had to go it was a tiny sort of plane, I think Air Force maybe. But I remember we sat just on sacks or something. There weren't any seats proper in it, to Cyprus. And that was supposed to be our honeymoon in Cyprus. Well, I didn't ever like Cyprus very well. I think I didn't like islands. It was too small, you know. Anyway, we went there and stayed in the Dome Hotel in Kyrenia. And Donald, where did he make those friends? He had one very good friend was, she was the nurse in the hospital in Cyprus. I think he may have been Scottish, I can't remember now. And then there was an army doctor there. And Donald had very good friends, a white Russian couple whom he had met before. He had been in Cyprus before then on a visit. And they were very, very nice to us. And in fact, he was a weaver, this Russian guy. And he gave us a lovely rug as a wedding present, which I still have, you know, hand-woven, beautiful rug. And they were very, very nice to us. So we were there for 3 weeks in Cyprus. And then they said, well, you better go to Cairo now, where you can get transport back to Britain. And we did that. So again, in this little plane, we went to Cairo. And I have a very good memory. I liked it a lot in Cairo, you know. It was very nice. We were treated very well. And I remember we had a black man. He was sort of lying outside your hotel door, always just waiting for your orders. And he was from the Sudan, a Sudanese, very nice. And you could look out of the hotel window and there was a screen cinema. So all you had to do was sit on your balcony and watch the cinema. It was really luxury as far as I was concerned. And then there was what was called the Gezira Club, which was mainly for foreigners, mainly British people. So we would go there every day. And there was a swimming pool and we had quite a lot of friends there, you know, British Council people who were waiting like us. And so we went swimming every day and there were great big lovely meals there. It was very comfortable, very nice. And then they said, oh, there's the last convoy of the war is just about to come to Cairo, so you can go back to Britain on that. So we said, okay. And that was awful. You were in the officers, the women were in the officers' quarters, which was just bunks, you know. And the men had to sleep on deck, just find anywhere they could. So I didn't even see Donald very often. I mean, I was just in the bunk there. And fortunately, I had one very good friend who was sort of sleeping not far from me. But it was not good. It was pretty horrendous.
And it was a long journey. How long did it take?
Yeah, we were on that boat, I think, for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh,
quite long.